And back to that breaking news story, UK Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab has resigned. He's been under investigation following formal complaints about his behaviour. Raab was previously accused of bullying, dating back to when he served as Foreign Minister and Justice Minister. Well, Sonia Gallego joins me now from London for more on this. And, well, this has been a long and convoluted process. Can you just walk us through what's led up to this?
Well, yes. I mean, the process has taken about 5 months and it went into extraordinary detail. In fact, a top lawyer was recruited to look into all the various allegations into Mr. Raab's behaviour. And the report itself goes into those details. On Thursday, there was a lot of pondering. The report, in fact, the results were expected yesterday and they landed on the Prime Minister, Mr. Sunak's desk yesterday. But clearly there was an awful lot to go through them. The detail is understood to be quite a lot. But Mr. Raab did say that if any of the complaints were to be upheld, then he would indeed resign. Initially, he seemed to resist that. But it seems now, according to that, two of the complaints in that report have indeed been upheld. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Mr. Raab did state that he remains supportive of Mr. Sunak and the government, but the fact of the matter remains that he does feel that this was perhaps unfair to him. As he stated, this inquiry has set a dangerous precedent. Now, it's no secret that there has been animosity between certain arms of the government and the civil service. Certain politicians, cabinet ministers within the government have in the past referred to the civil service as being the great blob. So that has really instituted a sort of a culture of animosity between these two very crucial arms of the government. Mm. But the allegations that were placed against Mr. Raab were serious indeed. There was serious allegations of bullying, of intimidation. Staff were said to have felt really bullied. Some feared going into the office. And some even had felt so ill and were unable to do their jobs. And this situation had caused a lot of concern as to how workable this situation would have been. In fact, if Mr. Raab had not resigned, then members of the civil service had said that they would have resigned instead. So either way, it would have been a difficult situation. In this case, Mr. Sunak has had his work done for him by Mr. Raab offering his resignation. But perhaps, you know, it's going to be a double-edged sword for Mr. Sunak because Mr. Raab was an extremely close political ally of the Prime Minister. Indeed, he was one of the first ones who went out to bat for him when he went for the job of Prime Minister. He's going to be quite a force still within the government, still has quite a lot of ties within that top part of the government. He was, of course, Deputy Prime Minister. So it remains to be seen whether he'll be able to remain silent on this issue as he goes from the front benches of the government.
What implication is there for the Prime Minister? I mean, what happens now for Rishi Sunak? And how does he, I guess, stop the fallout and the damage from this?
Well, that's an interesting question. It bears to acknowledge the fact that this is the third cabinet ministerial post that has been... standing down from in the past 6 months. We had first Gavin Williamson, who was the former education secretary, who was again forced to stand down because of bullying and intimidation reports as well. Another minister was also forced to back down as well because of questions surrounding his tax affairs. The third one, this is going to present very much a challenge to Mr. Sunak as well. These were key figures. Mr. Raab was indeed a key figure. He was relying on him and his experience as Justice Secretary to try and push through certain laws that were in place regarding the small boats, legal affairs of refugees coming to the island as well. He was relying on his knowledge and in this respect. So this is going to be quite problematic for Mr. Sunak. Mm. And, of course, we can't forget the fact that there is going to be a general election coming into the next year, or expected to be. Mr. Sunak is going to need all the political allies that he can get, and he's going to need tough ones. A question remains also exactly how many of those tough political allies, strong ones like Mr. Raab, are going to be left in the cabinet who are going to be able to pursue Mr. Mr. Sunak's agenda with the same ferocity.
OK, thank you so much for that. That's Sonia Gallego for us in London.